Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Do you like the great outdoors? Are you or are you looking to be a master bow hunter, king of the hill in archery? You're in the right place. Welcome to Bow Hunter Planet. It's the Bow Hunter Planet podcast, recorded live in the BHP studios, Detroit, Michigan, with your host, Team BHP.
The BHP podcast is proudly presented by Vanguard Outdoors. Learn more at vanguardworld.us.
Hello and welcome to the BowHunterPlanet.com podcast. Myself, Dave Thomas, along with Jamie Noteboom, and today we got Gary from the marketing department of Bear Archery. Gary, how you doing?
Doing great, guys. Glad to be with you.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know, you guys launched some new bows here, and I called you. I wanted to get you on this podcast as soon as possible to talk about what you guys are offering this year and the new lineup. So can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I tell you what, we are super fantastic, excited about this lineup this year. We feel like we really wanted to. And you know, the main thing was we come out with even a stronger line on our dealer side of it. So on our Legend series, we stepped up our game, and then we got our mainline bows too. And this year we come out with on the flagship side, we got the Kuma. Fantastic bow, man. That thing, we put a lot of innovation into it, along with making it really affordable. So, you know, we've done a lot of things this year. We changed up the camos. We got a lot of offerings, a lot of innovation put into them. You know, we feel like we have something basically for the whole family, you know. So, like our cruiser lineup, we got the Cruiser Light, the Cruiser G2. Got the kids that can jump into that, then we roll right up to mom and dad, you know, and that's what makes it really fun.
Yeah, that's exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about the Kuma and, like, I guess the technology behind that bow?
Yeah, you know, the Kuma this year, we really, you know, this was something we went into for a long time and put a lot of testing behind it. We got a brand new cam on it. You know, we put a hinge roller guard. So, you guys were used to probably seeing our hinge swing arm in our last bows that we had before, and this year we put a roller guard into it also. So it swings, you got the hinge that comes into it, and you got the roller also. So it takes away all the torque, really keeps it smooth on the draw, keeps the cables from being torqued to the side. If you look at the riser, if you ever get a chance to see the riser, put a lot of advanced machining into the riser. So we got the riser on the cutouts on the inside of it. We actually have machining on that. So we was able to air it out as light as we could possibly get it and take away all the weight that we could. And this year we actually laid the limbs back further than we have before. And I tell you what, we played with the angle of the takeoff of our limb pockets, and we got it just right, because that thing shoots and it's dead in the hand. It feels great.
The bow looks phenomenal. I'm checking it out. You know, we're looking at it right now as we speak, but the cutouts on it look awesome.
Those look pretty cool.
It's a lot of great machining going on in this bow. And let's also talk about the patterns. Looks like you're offering the Badlands approach this year too.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, that's something that's really, that was a lot of fun, was we hooked up with Blake and them over at Badlands, and we got the Badlands approach camo on there, and then we also offered in the wrought iron. So it's a wrought iron look gray to it, which is, it's a really cool color.
So those will be the two main colors you'll use this year, the Badlands approach and the iron?
That's going to be the Badlands approach is going to be on our Legend series. The iron will come in the Kuma. And then that's going to be on the Legend series. Then on the main line, we're also doing Realtree Edge, and we're doing some Shadow, and then Knob and True Timber in some of the bows. So we got a ton of different finishes this year, more than we've ever done before.
Yeah, for sure. So we're looking at the Kuma. We're looking at 345 feet per second, 4.3 pounds, 6-inch brace. Axle 33, 75% let off, and then 55 to 70 pound peak weights, 25.5 inches to 30 inch draw length. So this has a lot to offer. There's a lot going on here with this speed. Now, it looks like it's going to be a comfort shooting bow too.
Yeah, you know, that was one of the things whenever we went for the 33 inches axle to axle. One of the things around here, and that we know from everybody that we talk to, you know, that 33 inches is something that everybody likes. And they want that easier draw cam. They don't want that aggressive cam, you know, in a hunting bow. If you're sitting up in the tree stand all day, man, and it's cold, the last thing you want to do is struggle to draw the bow back the next time, you know, a deer comes walking by. So we did that. And then one of the things that the Kuma is 25 and a half to 30. And one of the things right off the bat that we started hearing was everybody's like, man, we would really like to see it in a longer, you know, 31, 32 inches in draw length.
Yep.
We had planned on coming out with that around the ATA show. We didn't realize there'd be such a big demand for it. So we went ahead and released that right away too. So we got the Kuma LOD that'll go all the way out to 32 inches.
Wow, that's crazy. That's a lot of adjustability there for people. That's for sure. Let's talk about the Soul Intent a little bit. So is this bow, it's got definitely a different distance here on draw length, 22 to 27. Is that for the smaller frame shooter?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we don't want to pigeonhole that into what you would say would be a woman's bow, because we want it to be able to fit anybody from, you know, the smaller frame shooter, like you say, whether it's a teenager that can still pull some poundage, you know, maybe it's a woman, maybe it's a smaller guy, you know. So that's the thing. We wanted to get down there and make a bow out of the Soul Intent that was maximized at that draw length. So that way you're not backing off a bow that's a 60 pound or a 70 pound bow. You're not backing it off four or five turns, taking it all the way down to the littlest draw length you can, and maybe even still having to twist up strings and cables. So that's why to go with the Soul Intent at that.
Yeah, that's great. And so then you guys also launch a new bow called the Approach HC. This bow, there's a lot going on. This bow, this riser is pretty cool looking, and the price point's huge, $449 MSRP. That's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, man, that's what we're saying. We are packing a ton of technology into that kind of price point. You're still getting a hybrid cam. You know, you're getting a 340 feet per second dual. You're still getting the dual suppressors. You know, you got the rotating module on that still. You don't need any kind of a bow press to change the draw length on that. That bow is a fantastic bow, and it shoots great for the price. I mean, that is good. That bow should, you know, just go bonkers for that price.
Yeah, there's such a good lineup this year. You guys got such a variety. Let's talk a little bit about the species. I'm looking at this one now. It's available in the new Realtree Edge in the Cryptek Highlands. The Cryptek Highlander. So this bow, is this a packaged bow at $400?
Yeah, wow. Sure. That's going to be our RTH bow. You can see, I mean, it's going to come in the 60 pound or the 70 pound. It's your single cam bow, which makes it, man, this bow is smooth. You know, that's the thing about those single cams. You know, they are such smooth drawing bows. We still get a lot of people, you know, that really like seeing us come out with a nice single cam. And this bow here is packing a ton of punch too at this price point, you know, with everything that it's coming in.
Yeah, still 320 feet per second. I mean, yeah. And the ranges are amazing, 45 to 60 pounds or 55 to 70. And then draw lengths range from 23 to 30, which is adjustable by yourself, it looks like on the cam. So you can make that change. Interesting.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. That's the best thing about the cams. You know, something we went to a good while ago, probably about, 8 years ago, you know, we started making it where the cam was more of a rotating module. That way the person at home didn't have to, you know, try to track somebody down with a bow press or something. That way they could change it, you know, fairly easy, you know, with a little bit of knowledge, they could change it by themselves at home and be able to work on it.
So Gary, these bows that you launched with the new Realtree Edge, that's kind of new, right? Because I haven't heard much about the Edge really till this launch. Is that kind of like letting the cat out of the bag? Sorry, Realtree.
Realtree don't even know that we went ahead and
sold. That's awesome. I'm sure Tyler will know now after he sees listens to this one. But yeah, I mean, I noticed that as the first thing. I noticed I've heard rumors of this new Edge coming, and then I saw it and I was like, wow, I haven't
seen it yet. Is there a picture of it?
Yeah, it's on this boat. The species here.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, because that's really cool that you guys did that. And interesting. I love the iron concept, and I do like the Badlands approach. I like that you guys kind of mixed it up this year, and you have Kryptek, so you guys have such a huge variety of colors, you know?
Yeah, man, that's the one thing. You know, that's the one thing you see from everybody is everybody wants something different. You know?
Yeah.
It's always something different. And black was always done really well, and with the shadow, and then this year we decided to change it up a little bit, and we brought in several different samples, and all of us landed on the wrought iron. It looks really good.
Yeah, this is phenomenal. I was going to tell you, you know, one of the things I've always admired, and even in myself, like with Bowhunter Planet, things we've done over the years, is one of the things I tried to do this in the next couple years is one of my plans is to try to take these middle priced bows and go out and do the hunts with them and these bows instead of the top notch ones. Just because to show people that these things are bad bones, man. The technology is there, you know. It's what they originally, you know, what you guys had maybe 2 years ago might be in some of those lower cost bows, but still, you know, top-notch stuff. Yeah. So,
absolutely. You know, our wheelhouse is the average hunter, man. The guy that's going out there on the weekend, he's saving up 2 weeks every year in November. You know, I mean, he's able to shoot some, and that guy wants a good bow. He don't want to spend a pile of money on it, but he still wants to get all the technology and the innovation he can. And I tell you what, we're bringing that to the table to him this year at 100%.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Let's talk a little bit about, so obviously the lineup's awesome. If you're listening to this podcast, go to beararchery.com. I'll put the link below. You can check out the new lineup. Let's talk a little bit about, the technology real quick. So there's different things on these bows that are different. You got the lockdown pocket system, shockwaves, rock stops, the ready to hunt packages. And then this new limb, is this the Enduro fiber limbs?
Yeah, the Enduro fiber limbs. We've been doing that for a little while. Now we're just really calling them out, letting people know what they are.
Yeah. Oh, I see it now. I'm looking at it now. What about this? What about this? The new, it looks like it's like a new suppression system. I can't see it very well in the picture, but it looks like a new rubberized suppression. It's on the limbs.
Yeah, that's something that we've done this year on the limb is we put the shock waves on there. So it actually will be applying it at the factory. So it'll come actually already applied to the bow, and it's going to be on every limb. It's got fins that hang off of it.
Yeah, I see. It looks cool.
Yeah, it does. And I'm telling you, in slow motion, it actually works. It does take a lot of the shock directly out of the limb immediately. So we got it down by the cams as close as we can. So immediately on the shot, the fins start shaking and sucking up some of the actual shock and noise.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. Man, the cams on that Kuma look awesome. I'm just looking at the cam in detail. I went backwards. Sorry, guys. Okay, let's talk about Bear Archery as a whole real quick. I mean, this is a brand that's synonymous with Fred Bear himself, one of the original people that create archery in general, the first compound bow person. I mean, this is the kind of guys that, you know, Fred Bear was the stuff, you know, and then that this is the stuff legends are made of, which is kind of part of your tagline probably. But let's talk about the brand. I mean, you've been there, what, you said 12 years now. It's been a while for you, not in marketing, but at the company. I guess, what does that mean for you guys? You know, it seems like an awesome heritage to be a part of, you know?
Yeah, you know, Fred is what it's all about. And whenever it comes down to bow hunting, you know, he was so passionate about it and the customer and what he made and making sure that it grew. You know, he wanted archery to grow. Fred is what it's all about, man. I mean, we try to make sure that everything that we do around here is centered around how Fred would have done it. We still got all of his commandments hanging up about how the customer's first. They're always right. We got parts, the proving ground signs. I mean, we still have everything up here because we never want to lose the Fred Bear that's in us here. Yeah. You know, and that guy was fantastic. And I don't care where you go or who you talk to, if you bring up archery, 9 times out of 10, they're like, you know what? I had an old whitetail hunter back in the day, or I had an old grizzly or something like that, you know, is the thing. I had a grizzly bow and I hunted, or I used to watch Fred on TV and, you know, American Sportsman. And that's what it's all about. And that's what we want to try to keep. We keep those values. We want to keep that innovation. And so he actually was up in Michigan, up in Grayling. And whenever he moved the factory to Florida, it was in the 70s. And then after Fred passed, the company changed hands 2 or 3 times. And then Escalade Sports actually took it over in the 2000s, early 2000s. And Escalade Sports is kind of the umbrella company of Bear. And whenever they took it over, the headquarters is in Evansville, Indiana. So the factory is still in Gainesville, Florida, still made in the same place. Everything down there is still the same. And let's see, we've been here about, the company's been here about 13 years or so. And underneath the umbrella of Bear Archery is also the Trophy Ridge, Cajun bow fishing, rocket broadheads, Fletcher. And so we got several, you know, we're into it deep. You know, and we love it. And everybody that works in this office, man, I tell you what, if we ain't using it or hunting with it, we're not going to go forward with it.
Yeah, yep. Makes sense. So speaking of the other brands, let's talk a little bit about that. So are you doing kind of a lot of the work on all the brands like Trophy Ridge and Rocket?
Yep. So I'll do the marketing manager. I'm for all the brands in archery.
So let's talk about Trophy Ridge. So what do you guys got going with that this year? Because obviously, yep, the Whisker Biscuit's one of the best known rests ever made, and we've taken dropaways off our bows and put a Whisker Biscuit on. No joke.
Yeah, I did that last weekend.
That happened just recently, and I actually was talking to the guys. It's so funny when a couple years back, I was invited to hunt with another bow brand locally in Michigan, and I had to set up their bow the night before, and I actually set up with a Whisker Biscuit and shot a deer the next day. It was awesome. I was like, this rest is the best thing ever made.
I know.
Well, I tell you what, you know, the biscuit, the great thing about the biscuit is you don't have to worry about anything, man. Nope. You know, every time somebody always talks to me, they're like, you know, just getting started, or they're hunting or whatever, and they're like, what should I get? I'm like, man, I shoot the biscuit anytime I'm hunting just because I don't ever have to worry about anything.
Yep.
You know, I mean, if, you know, pulling it up, I drop it, my bow or whatever, I'm not worried about a cord or something moving in my cables. If I, you know, if flipped, if it got out of time, I don't have to worry about it. But that rest is tried and true, man. I mean, it's fantastic. And
a lot of great stuff over there. Is that something you guys work on yearly, trying to like kind of rejuvenate different ideas, or how's it come about, I guess, the designs?
Yep. We throw projects in there every year for Trophy Ridge, and we're always coming up with something new. A lot of it always kind of, comes from us using the product and messing with it over a season. And we're kind of like, you know what? I wonder if we did this, or I would like it if we did this, you know? And so that's something that we did. And this year we come up with the React Alpha, which is the 110. And so what we did with it is it's a whole new pin design. It actually looks like an upside down V. So it actually opens up your target underneath the pin and the side. So it don't cover it up like an up pin, and it don't cover it up like one coming from out of the side. So it's just kind of a new design on a pin. And we shrunk the React portion of it to make it a little lighter, a little easier for someone that don't have to have a single pin that goes out to 100 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, you that's know? Very cool. There's some cool stuff there, yeah. You know. It's top-notch, yeah. That's absolutely. For sure.
Absolutely, man. And then the H4, we come out with an H4, so it's a React technology, but we put it in a 4-pin for everybody that's not shooting super fast. So if you're shooting 195 feet per second, you can get in the H4 set up with React technology.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool. That sounds exciting. And then how about the broadhead side of the business? Because that seems a little bit hard, right? You get a broadhead, you kind of, you know, designs are kind of usually stay around the same. But I know you guys have had a lot of different things there and a whole bunch of marketing campaigns. I remember that, what was it, a chainsaw with all the different heads on it. It's awesome.
Yeah, that was always really cool at the ATA show. Everybody always loved the chainsaw, man. Always had to have the picture in front of it.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah, on the Rocket side of stuff, we still got just the tried and true. You know, that's the thing about Rocket is everybody that used that over the years, there's no reason to change anything in it. You know, we always dabble around stuff trying to figure out if something new we want to do. But the hammerhead, the sidewinder, the steelhead, and the ultimate steel, they're still just tried and true and killers. I mean, they're always fantastic broadheads.
Yeah, it's awesome. We got we just got another guest on our show. Little BHP kids, Connor Thomas just stepped in the room. Connor, you got any questions for Mr. Gary? He's at Bear Archery. He makes bows. That's what he does. Do you have any questions you want to ask him while you're here?
Is he an archery shooter?
Yeah, he's an archery shooter. Everybody, I hope so. Everybody in this industry is an archery shooter.
I hope so.
Yeah, get closer though. If you have any questions, you have any other questions? Yeah, get closer, bud. You can't. You're too far away. Just talk normal.
Ask him if he wants to see your Pokemon collection.
What kind of kids' bows do you have for me?
You know what? How about that?
We got him to say something. That's great.
Exactly. Well, I tell you what, we got some great kids' bows, and that's one thing that we really take a pride in is doing the Cruiser Light. They're great kids' bows because they're light enough that the kid can hold them, but they're not cheap. They're not flimsy. They're made just like we make our compounds in the factory. There are limbs, you know, and the Cruiser Light's only 3.2 pounds, you know.
Nice.
Do you guys make arrows?
We don't make arrows. Nope, we don't make arrows. That's a tough industry to break into.
Yeah. You think? There's only a couple in there, too.
Yeah, that's a crowded market right now that'd be tough to get in. I know a guy.
That's too funny. Do you guys still make the flash bows?
Yeah, we make the flash bows. Yeah, we have some kids bows, you know, that are the fiberglass type bows that you find at the big box stores with the shoot through, so like the flash and different things like that. Yeah, they do super good. They always do really well.
Yeah, those are.
Yeah, that was the first one I bought for my kids.
I was gonna say that was what Connor started on was the flash. You remember that bow or no?
Flash? You mean like the ones where it's not a compound, but it's
correct
like at that archery place? The other one.
No, that's a recurve. You actually shot this flash one in the field outside. Remember we took some pictures, you and Griffin. With those flash bows, the yellow and the red one?
I thought it was an orange and a green.
No, it's a bright orange. I'm sorry. It was a bright reddish and a green. No, I said it wrong again. It's got me twisted up. It was yellow and red. Remember, they're like longer? They're long? They had that. The arrow goes right in the middle of them. Shoots right through the middle. Well, Gary, he modeled for you, and you just don't know it.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the one that, you know how we got that picture in the basement? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's orange and green.
No, actually, it's red and yellow.
Oh.
But, yeah, it's black and white. I made it black.
Is that the one that I shoot right now?
No. Oh. That's a compound type. That's not the same.
You know what one hit cracked your deer sounds like?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks similar.
He's been using a crossbow for hunting because he can't pull enough pounds yet. He's still only about 9 pounds. But that's a good question then, Gary. So let's talk about the crossbows a little bit, because I know, like I was saying earlier, I didn't realize you guys still had them. It's a different website now?
Yeah, it's actually they're called the Carnage Crossbows is what they're called. So we come out with those this year. And what we'll be doing is we just didn't have time to come out with more on the X side. So instead of trying to rush it, what we done was we just decided to wait and just keep working on it. But we come out with an Apocalypse and Apocalypse LS, and it's Carnage with a K.
Yeah,
real nice crossbows.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I can't wait. We're going to get our hands on a couple here. He's going to send us one for Test Lab. I want to get it on the show and check it out. And then also, you know, I think it's one of those things where it's hard to judge it until you get it in your hand, you know. Yeah. And we tell it to everybody before they buy bows. Just, yeah, I get shooting them, you know. Go test them out and get a feel for them, you know.
What materials do you guys use to build them?
Yeah, on the regular bows, you know, we use different aluminum, so we machine out aluminum there, and then we have different fiberglass that we use for the limbs, and so it's mainly going to be aluminum and fiberglass.
So what that means, Bud, is they take a piece of metal and they have a machine that cuts it, like you take a scissors and cut paper, but the machine cuts the metal and it turns it into a bow.
So like one of those, like they carve it out.
Yep, all those. See how that metal goes down the riser?
That's today
how
they cut. We were reading a book about history of the United States, and there was a statue. I forgot who it was. I feel like it was like Teddy Roosevelt or something. I don't know who it was. They carved this thing out of stone. It looked so it looked like a human. Like really, it was the hands. It was just
I saw those statues in the Capitol building in D.C. when I was just there. They have them all around you, everybody. But I, in fact, you know what? I think what I heard is there's a statue similar to that of Fred Bear at the Cabela's here in Michigan.
Yeah, they just put that one up there.
That's awesome.
Speaking of statues, I want to go see that. I haven't seen it.
It's actually
the
backdrop on my phone.
Oh, did you see it? Yeah. You turned sideways.
Is it?
Oh, it is. Wow. Yeah.
No kidding.
That looked cool.
Yeah.
Wow, what's it say in there?
It's an awesome quote.
It's a quote? One of his quotes?
Cool. Go afield with good attitude. Oop, no, just shut off. With respect for the wildlife you hunt and for the forests and fields in which you walk. Immerse yourself in the outdoor experience, and it will cleanse your soul and make you a better person.
And don't forget to buy a bow.
Yeah. Or a crossbow.
Or a crossbow. Just buy a bow. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Get into the sport.
Yeah, that's where it's at. So let's also Gary, tell us about you. I mean, I know we were talking earlier, you and I offline here, but let's talk about your hunting schedule, like what's going down for you this year.
I tell you what, right now we're finally starting to get a little bit of cool weather down here in southern Indiana. So our headquarters is in Evansville, Indiana, and Evansville, Indiana is kind of right tucked in right above the Ohio River. So we're right above Kentucky and right next to Illinois. So starting to cool down finally, and I'm getting pretty pumped about Halloween for some reason, and I don't know why, but every year where I'm at, Halloween seems to always kind of be a good day. And I know last year, I think it was about 80 degrees or 84 degrees on Halloween, and there is no way I'm going today. I usually do, but I'm not. And when you know it, I go out there and pull trail cameras that weekend, and I had the 8-pointer that I was hunting was on there on his feet during the day. So won't be making that mistake again, but
no. We got young kids, so I got about 3 or 4 more years before I can go back and hunt Halloween again.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and we just took the kids on their first. Well, they're hunted this year, and they both got one. Jamie's son got his first year, and Connor got his second here. And it was so hot. I mean, we were sweating.
The first night, it was crazy.
And the funny part, Gary, though, is I was complaining to one of my buddies at Southern Vane Outdoors. I was talking to them guys, and I was like, and they're like, yeah, you know, we kind of do that every day.
Yeah.
So down in Georgia, Louisiana, it's hilarious.
Yeah. I'd be rough down there trying to get me to get up and go every day if it was about 85.
It would be very hard. I think it would that kind of heat. Like even us. So then our opening weekend, it was like cool one night, but then most of the time it was not kosher. It was not good at all.
No.
And right.
We it was so hot and the deer weren't moving. It just became. I kind of told myself, you know, at that moment that I think I'm done hunting that time frame. I think I'm waiting till like this time frame and further now.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. Anymore. Where I'm at, I try to stay out of, there's a couple places that I hunt that I really try to stay out of until right close to Halloween before I really start going in there and hunting.
You almost have to.
Yeah, man, because I tell you what, if I start kicking them out of there, that last thing I want to do is really start booting them out of there, and that's why I'll hunt the edges a little bit, but that's what, I know last week we had a meeting here last week, and we were sitting there talking about doing some, well, actually, we're going to be doing some Facebook Live stuff, Q&A for everybody on the Bear Archery and Trophy Ridge side next week. And we had a meeting, and they were like, so when should we do this? And we were talking, and I said, well, here's the deal. I said, you got next week and the week after, and then after that, I'm going to be pretty sparse to get a hold of. So
See ya.
I want to get it in quick if you want something to do with me.
Well, that's hilarious. Now, Gary, tell us, you know, I was talking to you earlier about this, and I think it's a good subject, and a lot of people don't understand, but tell us what it's like to be a marketing person for a bow company. Probably one of the hardest jobs, I think, out there. I guess tell us a little bit about that. I mean, I know you're only kind of new to it, but what has been your experience so far with that role?
Well, you know, it's tough, and it's very... It's hard to nail down one thing every day that you can do to try to accomplish. So I started here about 12 years ago, and I started on the dealer side of things. And then after about 2 years, I went to the engineering side, and I worked on the engineering side actually with bows and quality and R&D and building. And then while I was doing that also, I was kind of doing some of the marketing stuff also. So that's how I got my feet wet, was doing the marketing side of it there. And then after we had one of the guys leave here in the marketing department, I took it over. I had a lot of the relationships already made. I know a lot of the people. So I knew a lot of the stuff already. But I tell you what, whenever you jump into the marketing side of a bow company, especially whenever you're taking on more than one brand, there's a lot. There's a ton. That's like right now, you know, we're knee deep in ATA show stuff, print ads for 2018. We're working with partners for 2018, you know, TV, print, digital, social media, catalogs. You know, just trying to get content and assets. And then along the way, you're also dealing with donations, consumer shows, dealer shows. You're trying to keep the salesmen that are out there on the road with the dealers. You're trying to keep them equipped with everything that they need, you know, to make a sale. So it's an ongoing process, and I think it's a never stop process. And all you can hope is to hopefully finish one task a day and to be able to get that off your list, but usually add 2 or 3.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty typical.
It is, and that's for sure. I tell you what, you know, you really have to enjoy the sport of bow hunting and archery and people to be able to hang in there and do it, you know.
It's such a wide variety, the industry, when it comes to that. And I think it's interesting that the shows are interesting to me. It's just everybody wants a show, so it makes it kind of fun because, you know, people want to go out and do their thing, and that's great. And for you, that's got to be extremely hard trying to pick the right ones that you guys think you need to, you know, be a part of. That's where, yeah, I think it gets tricky, real tricky for you guys.
You're doing pretty good because you got one of the best guys, I think, Mr. Blanton.
Oh, Dave Blanton. What if they didn't re-sign him?
Oh, I just threw it.
That'd be a bad way to tell somebody on the podcast, wouldn't it?
Sorry, Dave. Maybe next time.
These guys at 7 o'clock, you'll find out how it went.
That is so funny. Yeah.
You know, that's tough. And, you know, anymore too, the way video photography and content has gotten with YouTube, Roku, Apple TV, everybody that has a camera also feels like,
yeah,
hey, I can do this, you know. Yeah. And they don't realize how much has to go into it to make something that's quality enough or good enough that you want to be able to put your name behind, you know. And and anymore, you know, with money being the way it is, it's not like you have an unlimited budget, so yeah, you have to be really frugal about with, yeah, what you do and where you're putting it.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. You know, we dabbled in the TV portions for online TV stuff, and we still do some minor stuff with our hunting shows, but it's very minor, and it's just more like testing in our opinion. But it's gotten real tricky because if you want to compete with like the Heartland bow hunter type stuff, that's like not cheap to do. I mean, it's you have to have high quality product to do it, and you got to have a lot of time. You got to be able to pay for digital edits and stuff, people to put in graphics and things. It's just too much. It's too much. One video could literally cost you $6,000 to $10,000 if you if you're hiring out pieces of it, you know, editing and whatever. So yeah, I can see how it, you know, it can be tricky, you know, to be able to compete with that, you know, nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. And the amount of people that you have to help you out, you know, I mean, there's a one man band show is not a way that it's going to happen. You know, I mean, like, we're partners with Buck Ventures, and those guys come and did some bow fishing episodes with us. And I bet we had probably 8 guys on the boat, you know, just trying to do the episode. And I mean, you know, you're out there all night trying to get content and footage and, you know, so I mean, it's shorter, nothing easy. And I've hunted with the guys before and stuff, you know, and it's tough because if the cameraman ain't on him, you can't take the shot. And yeah, I'm not anything like that. I'm like, man, that's a nice buck. I'm shooting, yeah, it. They're like, wait. And I'm like, wait a minute. No.
You're like, it's going down, dude.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. There's plenty of times I've woke up in the morning and be like, I'm about to leave these cameras here.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go hunt.
Yeah. The funny part is we don't really have to film our hunts. No. We don't really have a hunting show. It's just that I hate to not bring it in case I miss something cool. Like, for instance, John Cedar shot a deer this morning with a bear bow, actually, the bear moment. He shot a doe. It kicked out, ran in front of him 20 yards, did a complete circle, came back right to his stand and dropped dead.
Yeah.
10 yards in front of his stand. Like, that's something you don't see every day. I mean, that's never happened to me. Yeah. He's like, I go, how far did you track? He goes, nowhere. It turned around, ran away in the woods, came right back out and stopped right in front of, and dropped in front of my stand. Like, what? Yeah.
Could only have been better if it laid by the truck.
I know. I'm like, how does that happen?
I know. Yeah.
Can you imagine that? I was like, what? It dropped where?
Yeah.
Even Connor's over here. He shot his. Yeah. He shot it. It ran. It did like this turn.
It like came out like, and then it turned around. Then it started going like, you know,
towards the truck.
Yeah, it just ran right towards the truck. I'm like, oh, sweet, it's right by the truck.
And it got like, it literally got, I mean, it was still pretty far from the truck, but it did, it ran across a field and died in the field, so it made it simple to find it. Now, Jamie's son, who shot his the night before, ran straight into the
bushes.
No, but what was there? It was poison ivy.
Yeah.
Straight into the poison ivy.
2 hours to
find it. Yeah, because Jamie didn't want to go in. No one wanted to go in the poison ivy to find the blood trail. We had to go around it to try to find it.
I found the poison ivy. I got it all over my arm.
I know.
Perfect.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's
so funny.
Everybody wants to take a camera, though, and that's why, man. You just never know what's... I mean, I just got done. I got back from a bear hunt in Canada, and I have my camera with me every day, and you know, and was using it. But oh, it's a lot of fun. No, it's a lot of fun using the camera, and I you know, the bad thing is you hate turning people down, so and telling them no. But I don't think everybody understands just how many requests.
I can't even imagine. I get requests myself.
We get requests.
We don't even make anything. I'm like, yeah. You guys realize we don't make anything? I'm like, what are you talking about?
What do you want?
Yeah.
I get you a hat.
I would say that on an average, I probably get 5 or 6 a day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sure.
But that's what hurts, though, too. It hurts the companies like even ours who have been in the industry a long time and need to get a hold of you. Because if you're just meeting us, which we kind of just met recently, it's hard to figure that out, you know, or find that connection. Whereas, like, you know, some companies I haven't talked to this day, and I've been in this industry since 2009. Yeah. We haven't talked to them to this day. There's like 2 or 3 brands that come to mind right off the top of my head that I've never talked to anybody ever in marketing. Yeah. I've tried.
Well, it's hard. You can't even send, you know, because Facebook makes it where you can't send an email from Bowhunter Planet. I got to send it through me first, and half the time, bro, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Just erasing it.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. Who's this random dude with our 1,000 emails?
Exactly. We do the same thing. We're like, see you later.
That's the truth, man. And, you know, I try to be honest, and I've always been one that I can pride myself on, say that I definitely am pretty honest and straightforward with everybody. And, you know, if they need work, they need work. And I always try to tell them, my guys, listen, you're just starting out, right? Yeah. Well, here's the deal. You still need to do this for a little while to even see if this is what you want to do. Because you don't understand that this takes a lot of work, you know.
It is tricky. I mean, there's so many different areas of that you got to deal with, you know. Whether it's, you know, print ad, advertising, internet stuff, like what we do, just different things. You got to figure it all out.
Yeah.
And you got to track it and figure, you know, the photography of it, the, you know, the videos that you have to do for your own commercials. And it's just a lot. And you know, you're dealing with multiple brands too, which makes it even more tricky for you and your engineers, who I find it incredible when you have that many brands that you have to play with. You know what I mean? Yep. Coming up with something new, because you can't just sit there and let it be stagnant. You have to be, you know, looking fresh and come up with new ideas. So,
yeah, that's one of the tough things, man, is always trying to make something new and great every year that is appealing to everybody else, you know.
For sure.
That's what makes it tough. But that's also, you know, that's also one of the reasons that the people that work around here also are hunters, and that's why you really don't see anybody in the building from November 1st to Halloween till after Thanksgiving, since we are out there. So while we are sitting in the tree, we're like, well, I wonder if we did this, or if I wonder if we did this, you know. So that helps a lot, you know. I mean, we're not just making windows and doors here and then we just turn around and go home and do whatever we want to do. We're actually using and using the product that we're going out there and building, you know, so that helps on hopefully keeping the ideas rolling every year. But every year we come up with something, we're always like, how in the world are we going to do any better than this next year?
Yeah, well, for sure. Very cool. All right, well, hey, Gary Lewis, Bear Archery, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. If you're out there, go to www.beararcheryproducts.com. TrophyRidge.com. They got RocketBroadheads.com and Cajun Bowfishing. And Gary, you mentioned, don't tell me, I know this one. You mentioned Fletcher earlier.
Acquired Fletcher last year at the ATA show. We acquired them. So now we have Fletcher Archery releases.
Perfect. Cool. Yeah, we'll be in touch with you on that one.
Absolutely.
For Tesla, that's a great one to be to work with.
Hey, yeah.
And I knew the original Jim Fletcher. I met him a couple times back at the ATA the last, I don't know, maybe 2012 to 2015-ish. But, yeah, I mean, nice guy and good family. They had a great product there, so it's really exciting you guys picked that up.
Yep. It's another product that's been around for a long time that was a perfect add, you know, to bring in-house with us and for us to keep moving the ball down the road for him.
Awesome. All right, Gary, stick around for a minute when you get a second. And thanks, everybody, for joining us on this podcast. Again, brought to you by Vanguard Outdoors. You can check out vanguardworld.us and our friends over there. And special thanks to them for helping out the podcast. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks so much for listening to the Bowhunter Planet podcast online at bowhunterplanet.com with your host, Team BHP. Check us out on Facebook at Bowhunter Planet. We'll catch you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.